Well, because I don't identify with David Icke, brief human experience, I identify with being consciousness, which we all are. Consciousness that's having that experience. And once you self-identify yourself as consciousness, having a brief human experience, you can kind of rise above so much of the day-to-day crap that pulls you in when you self-identify with the labels of a human life. Because, you know, you say to people, okay, nice to meet you, who are you? And they don't say, I'm all that is, has been, and ever can be, having a brief human experience. Nice to meet you. And you say, oh, thanks, thought I recognized you. Nice to meet you. No, they'll give you their labels, they'll give you their life story, their location, their birthplace, their job, their race, their religion, and they're all labels of a human life. They're not who we are, and we get caught in the labels. So much of the division, the divide and rule is possible because of the self-identification with labels, IMRs, I call them. And when you realize that this is just a brief human experience, and that we are the consciousness having it, and we are eternal consciousness on an eternal journey of exploring forever, forever, then it puts this into perspective. And it doesn't seem so intimidating anymore. And, you know, you think, well, when I leave the body and I look back on this brief human experience that I had, how will I feel about myself if I let morons tell me what to do, compared with saying, no way. I think I'd feel good with the second one, basically. And because I do identify with being consciousness rather than a label, I see the world very differently, and things that happen in the world very differently. That's what drives me on. And what else drives me on, and has done for the last 30 years, after I realized more and more about what was happening, is that, you know, you can't look children in the eye, your own kids, your grandkids, you can't look children in the street in the eye and realize what's coming for them. In fact, you know, the time scale is short. I'm using kids as an example, but most people in the world, you can't look at them and say, well, I'm coming up 70. I'm 70 in April. So I've done my bit. You know, I don't have to do this anymore. No, I have to do this. And I have to do it with more determination every day, because I can't look them in the eye otherwise. And this is what I don't understand, Brian, you know. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen people come, and I've seen people go, and I've seen people come, and I've seen people go. And I can understand why they come, but I can't understand why they bloody go. Once you realize what's going on, you can't walk away, surely. How do you live with yourself if you know what's happening and you're walking away? So I will leave this world at some point. Please, I don't want to stay here forever. But I will leave here still doing what I'm doing, because I couldn't live with myself if I didn't.
One of the greatest moments of our May 6th broadcast, Rose Icke 3, is at the very end where you said, don't listen to me. Make your own decisions and make all of your decisions out of love. That was your final message. And I meet people all the time, David, that ask me in the street, and they ask me about you. And I say, is there any institution in your life that says that at the end of their message? Don't listen to me. Do your own research and make all your decisions out of love. I can't think of anything that gives you that option, because usually they're trying to control that decision. And that's something you said at the end of that episode, that it always reminded me of kind of who you are and what that ultimate message is, which is trying to encourage people to be that consciousness and make that right decision.
Well, I mean, in answer to that, we could go back to 5 o'clock and start again, because I could talk for hours on this, but I won't. But this is the key. We are all that what people call love. I mean, I don't mean love in terms of attraction. I mean this greater love, where we realize that we're actually all each other, and all the divisions of a human life and the illusions of the body and the colors and all that stuff is just a means of dividing us. What we are different points of attention within the same consciousness. So I am you, you are me, I am everything, and everything is me. Same with everybody. And I've written about this for a long time. The bottom line of the whole conspiracy is to disconnect the five sense level of awareness, I'll call it body-mind, from expanded levels of our consciousness. It's like disconnecting the computer from the operator. So the computer goes its own way, which is what happens if you get a computer virus. They don't respond to the keyboard or the mouse anymore. They go their own way. And if you are in a state of connectedness to other levels of awareness beyond this tiny, ludicrously tiny band of frequency we call the human world, then you can get insight, knowing, and perception of this world in ways you can't if you're isolated in the world, if you're in the world and of it. And so the idea is to disconnect that connection between five sense body mind directly experiencing this world and expanded levels of consciousness. The idea is to create that separation, and then through control of information, program that separated awareness with the perception of reality that you need them to have so you can control them. And, you know, we live in a reality that has two worlds. There's the world of the population, and there's the world of the cult. And the difference between the two is very simple: knowledge. This network is a network of secret societies for a simple reason, to keep secrets. So what secrets? Well, two main secrets. One, where the world's being taken by the cult. So this population think everything's random when it's all coordinated. Number two, vital. You keep from the population the nature of reality and the nature of who the true I really is, consciousness. So you want to sell them the idea that life's just a cosmic accident, life's a bitch, and then you die, you come out of nowhere, going to nowhere, it's a waste of time, really. You're irrelevant, you are. Or there's some judgmental God who's you have to, you know, obey and all that stuff. He loves you so much, he'll send you the fires of bloody hell if you don't do what he says. So the idea is to keep the population in ignorance of the nature of the I and the nature of the very reality we're experiencing, while they know. And they know that if the population is in any kind of expanded awareness beyond the five sense body mind, they've got no frickin' chance of mass controlling people in that state of mind. No chance. So they have to separate and isolate and program that body mind five sense level of awareness, and separate it from an influence of the operator at the computer. And that's what they've done systematically, which is why most people identify the I, the vast majority of identify the I, with the labels of a human life. What are they identifying with? What are the labels of a human life? They're five sense perception labels. Get them in the five senses and you got them. And so when you open your heart, you open this heart vortex and you open your mind and let other levels, not some bloke in a spaceship, other levels of your own consciousness into the perceptual process. Anyone can do it. Just open your mind Open your mind to all possibility. Open your mind to the fact that you may not just be Ethel on the checkout. And then suddenly you start to get insight, knowing, awareness. You start to see, because from this point you start to see, pictures and patterns, not just dots. That sees dots. I mean, you look at the five senses, right? We look around this room. What my five senses, anyone's five senses can see, is a tiny band of frequency, which we call form. So I can see cameras, I can see lights, I can see the ceiling, I can see a computer. But what I perceive in between is empty space, because my five senses can only see form. In fact, this empty space, as quantum physics well knows, is filled with energy, a consciousness, awareness. But what is the five senses alone? What reality are they feeding to me? That everything is separate from everything else. Everything is apart from everything else. The five senses see only division and apartness. And so if you can isolate people only in a five-sense perception of reality, they perceive everything as apart from everything else. If they could just see deeper into this frequency field, they would see that all this form that seems to be apart from everything else is connected by one seamless sea of energy, consciousness, awareness, of which we are all a unique point of attention and expression. Thus, we are all one. Whether you are black, white, whatever bloody color, background, whatever you are, they are a brief human experience. Whatever sexuality you are, what the I is consciousness having that experience. And the way you see the world then, when you heal this separation and become a unified consciousness from expansion down to the five senses, how the five senses perceive the world, the decisions they make, the perceptions they have, completely transform. Because if you isolate the five senses from an influence of expanded levels of consciousness, how do the five senses get a fix on the world? They're not going to get inspiration from here. They're not going to get insight from here because they've shut off from that. The only way they can get a fix on the world and what they think is the world and what they think is them is out there. And out there is the cult-controlled media, the cult-controlled education system, and so on, which is feeding them a version of reality that is nothing to do with truth and everything to do with what they need to believe so that their population can be mass controlled. The education system is not about education, it's about indoctrination, it's programming system. The media is programming system, and the people running the media, working in the media, called journalists, are themselves programmed. It's programmed minds programming other minds. Teachers program minds programming other minds, generation after generation. It's a self-perpetuating system where the blind literally lead the blind in terms of perception. But you change your self-identity. It's all you need to do, in my experience. Instead of identifying with the human labels, which pull you in the five senses, which pull your self-identity in the five senses and your perceptions in the five senses, instead of saying, I am Bill driving the bus, I am Ethel on the checkout, I am Mary down the call center, you say that they are labels for an experience that my consciousness, eternal, infinite state of awareness is having. That's the I. And what happens is, as you expand your self-identity from little me to big me, by definition, you are expanding your awareness by expanding your self-identity out into the field of consciousness which is beyond this world and thus beyond the manipulation of this world. And suddenly you can see the manipulation of this world in ways you couldn't see before. It's what happened to me in 1990, 91. Suddenly the world looked a completely different place. Why? Because I'd gone from there to there with an explosion that opened my mind and led me into massive ridicule for a while. But the ridicule set me free because it set me free of the fear of what other people think. And that's the prison that most people live in, the fear of what other people think. And once you take that on board, and most people do, you are no longer you. You are what they, you think, want you to be. So you become them. And what's that doing? Giving your power away yet again. We should be expressing and celebrating our uniqueness, because although we are all part of one seamless consciousness, we are a unique expression of it. We are the sum total of our experience and what it has given to us. Thus, we are unique and part of a unity. And so celebrating your uniqueness, refusing to have your uniqueness suppressed by authority or peer pressure, is to celebrate uniqueness as well as celebrating that we're all part of an infinite whole. And once we realize we're all part of an infinite whole, what are we competing with each other for? Why do people get up in the morning to get more and more money when it would take 100 lifetimes to spend what they've already got when other people are struggling? Why are we competing with each other? Why aren't we loving each other? Why aren't we looking after each other and looking out for each other? Why do we see each other as different because we have a different color skin? If we were on the moon and we had different color spacesuits, would we be arguing over the color of our spacesuit? No, we wouldn't. What is the body? It's a vehicle for consciousness to experience this reality. That's all it is. But once you get into five sense perception and five sense the seeing the world through the five senses, you get pulled into a five sense phenomenon, which is the body. You get pulled into body consciousness. Now you become aware of someone's body. You're different to me. Yeah, but it's different spacesuit, mate. I am you, you are me. We're different, unique expressions of the same consciousness. And you see that from here. But from here, you can focus on the body. And so you have all these fault lines to divide and rule on race and religion and all this shite, which when you therefore see it, the whole basis of cult control of humanity is to isolate us in the five senses and to put us in five sense body mind awareness. That's once they've done that, they got you. Do you think people would have just been locked down without question, or would have put a face nappy on without question, or would have taken jabs without question if they were in this mode? No, they'd have questioned. But that, it's, I call them press enter people. Press enter and away they go. And that's what happens when you fall for five sense perception alone. They got you. It's like a prison cell.
David, I miss these conversations for a lot of reasons. But I always love the end part the best, because this is when you channel this most important message. And I'll let you in on a little bit of a secret. I spent 10 years doing this. Had about 1,000 people in that chair, all different types of people. The wise ones at the very end of the show say what you just said to me. They say, Brian, we are all one. Took me a few years to understand what they were talking about, maybe 7 or 8 years, but you just said it there as well. And if people can try to start processing that concept, to even go there, to realize that maybe we are all one consciousness, it's a way forward. And well, again, by definition, it's out of the five senses, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're again, you know, back to the same thing. When you want to change something, do you look for the solution or do you look for the cause of the problem? The cause of humanity's disunity, humanity's deceit, deception, and current situation is that we perceive ourselves as five sense labels. That's the problem. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy and express yourself through a five sense label, as long as you don't completely self-identify with it and you realize that you are something else having that experience. And this cult does not seek this separation of five sense mind from expanded awareness for a bit of fun and a laugh. It does it because unless it achieves that, it's got no control whatsoever. It has to do it. That's why it does it. And therefore, it's telling us what the cause of the problem is. And we can rectify that. Okay? I don't agree with you. I don't like some of the things you've done. But you are part of the same consciousness as me. So, you know, maybe we can resolve this. You are me. I am you. And instead of seeing this apartness and everything's apart from everything else. It's a doddle to divide and rule that. It's impossible to divide and rule that which understands that it is everything and everything is it. It's impossible. And that's why they want to divide us and separate us from the true self. That's why they've used religion to do it. That's why they've used mainstream science to do it, to tell us we're just, you know, meaningless, really. I'm just a biological accident. No, we're not. We are infinite awareness having a brief human experience. And when we realize that, the world will change.
And on that note, I'm going to thank you for your ninth appearance on London Real. I want to thank you for those five episodes in 2020. You changed the lives of tens of millions of people around the world. You gave my a new perception of what media was. And you actually taught me what freedom of speech really means. And it's always my reference point to say, should we let the man speak? And I think that's always yes. And you proved that to me many times over with what you did in 2020. And you always do when you come on the show. And I'll say one final thing. People have a perception of who David Icke is. A lot of times they don't know who you are. And a lot of times they haven't even watched this content. And once they do, they usually realize this final message that you have, which is one of union, not division. It's one of understanding, one of spirit and consciousness.
Yeah.
I very much appreciate that about you.
That's where I'm coming from. And, you know, in answer to the question, what is freedom of speech? It is the freedom to speak. Freedom of speech is deleted when you cease to use the freedom to speak. So keep speaking your truth. And if people don't like it, they can do the other thing. And I'll tell you from experience that if your truth has any validity, then those who mock and ridicule will eventually stop you in the street and ask you what the hell's going on.
Which happened to you. And if you don't know what David's talking about, go look at his 30-year journey. From the extreme days of Wogan to today, where people actually stop you on the streets and demand your attention. Any final thoughts, David, before we go?
Well, yeah, but it's just that, you know, what's happened, you know, I have this phrase I've used many times. Life so often gives you your greatest gift, brilliantly disguised as your worst nightmare. And the last 2 years for so many people, and it's ongoing in Italy and Australia and Austria and so on, has been the worst nightmare of people. But my worst nightmare was the mass ridicule of the early 1990s, in fact, throughout the 1990s. But it set me free. It set me free of the prison of what other people think, so I could really, truly be me at all times. So every challenge is an opportunity. And we can, you know, go into victim mode. It's terrible what this cult is doing. Well, actually, it's only doing what it's doing because we're allowing it to do it, right? So let's take some responsibility here. But we have the opportunity to go deeper into victim mode, how terrible it all is. And for many, it is. Or we can say, this is a great opportunity. We got a chance of sorting this out for the first time in known human history. This is absolutely in our face. We can sort this out now because we have the numbers. And so it's a time of fantastic opportunity, but it's going to take backbone and it's going to take round ones to grasp that opportunity. But I would say this. What is planned is worse than any consequence that people can contemplate for standing up now. The consequences of not standing up and saying we're not having it are far, far worse as this goes on, which it will if we don't do that, than any consequence for standing up now. Line in the sand, because the longer we leave it, the harder it's going to get. Great opportunity. We've got to grasp it, though, and then we can look back when we leave this world or as we get older. I mean, I'm old now, really, and say, God, what an achievement. We set the world free after all this time. That's the opportunity that we can grasp. Whether we will, we'll see. But I remain optimistic.
As do I. I'm also optimistic we might see you again sometime in the future. Until then, David, you're a beautiful man. I appreciate what you do. We all appreciate your energy. You're obviously, seems like you're just getting warmed up at this point. So please continue to do what you do. So many people appreciate it. And I really hope people have this message, meditate on this message, contemplate taking action on this message.
Yeah.
And try to go deeper as well and maybe find out how you can solve the problem yourself.
Well, I ain't going anywhere, Brian. I wouldn't give the buggers the satisfaction. Cheers, mate.
Thank you, David. I don't think you are going anywhere.
No way.
And that's the punchline of this whole thing. Thank you, David Icke. Thank you to everybody for watching this and sharing this and being a part of this. And until next time, we'll see everybody on London Real. Thank you, David.
Cheers, Brian.